You're looking at the three-time Tri-State Over 14 Thou Art Dead champion. His name is Reginald Skolinski, but they call him Skull.
Who's they?
Me and DJ. He's the smartest guy on Earth.
So let's go talk to him.
Hey, Jenny.
Hold on. Skull is in the game zone right now, and you don't want to mess with him when he's in the game zone.
Fine, so how long is he going to be playing?
Who knows?
Turning to other news now, and police say they've cracked the biggest global online pedophile network.
Like, God molded me perfectly to be a high school football coach / ninth grade sex education teacher.
Are we the baddies?
Locke said, no one can fuck my strange guests. However,
Drake?
Welcome to Chaotic Pussy.
You know, just like Hallmark and Target, once Halloween happened, we were just like, we're going to wait until Christmas. There is no Thanksgiving. Just skip it. We don't need to think about it. Because this is the first one since October.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that Kings game.
Yeah. Well, you know, even though I think the Kings won, I still got depressed. So, you know, the seasonal affective disorder is in full swing.
Yeah, he was in a shit rut, and then basically by the time he started pulling himself out, my life got shit, and now we're at a point where I just finished my another term of college as of today.
Mm-hmm.
So we got time for podding.
How was No Nut November?
I always nut like 12:04 on November 1st.
I'm pretty sure I masturbated that morning.
Yeah.
Have I told you the story that I came into school and the eighth graders were talking about it?
Yeah, no, they talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like just joking on November 1st. I failed.
Yeah.
They look over at me. Mm. Or like, I was like, what are you talking about? And one of the kids says, NNN. I was like, oh. And I think for a second, I was like, oh yeah, I failed. And they just lose their fucking shit.
I haven't, I wanted to see Napoleon, but I still haven't done that. I have seen Killers of the Flower Moon, though. I think just that and Oppenheimer, like, There Will Be Blood and No Country of Old Men of this year.
Do you think there's a lot of people under the age of 25 that are going to see Scorsese movies?
No, I don't think there's a lot of people under the age of 40. It's just me, because again, I was born to, like, watch Fred Astaire tap dance.
You're an old soul.
Yeah, I'm an 80-year-old with a 23-year-old body. So, pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it keeps collapsing. Like, I think I'm old enough now where I've had to officially cut McDonald's permanently. I just can't intake that particular brand of garbage anymore into this tank.
What happens? What's going on?
Gives me horrible shits. Gives me horrible cramps.
That's not that big of a deal.
It's okay, but like, I want it to happen less. If I can control it, and I know with enough scientific experiments that like, oh, I keep doing X and Y keeps happening. Maybe yeah. If I just cut out X a little. I know that's never going to go away as a big thing, but if it's happening every time,
mm-hmm.
it you know, if I could avoid it, I'd like to.
Pepto-Bismol, baby.
Wait, I have Tums, and I have like, even beyond Tums, like actual like,
acid Beyond Tums.
Yeah, I take Beyond Tums.
Or the dark story. You haven't heard.
Acid reflux medicine. You think Beyond Tums is just what they take the meat out of the Tums?
Is there meat product in there?
I imagine there's horse glue or something.
Oh my god.
Everything has got horse in it.
I wonder where they make Tums. That feels like an Ohio thing. That's a Midwest product.
Oh. Everything's Ohio now, I'm learning, working at this school.
Ohio Riz, skibbity toilets.
Yes. It's when I went to my girlfriend's house for Hanukkah, and has a 16-year-old brother named Elliot, who was like, man, I miss all of, like, the cool words from my youth, like swag.
The 16-year-old?
Yeah. Is claiming swag as his generation.
I love when, like, somebody under the age of 30 talks about, like, I guess this is probably just how it goes every 5 years or so, but when people say, like, when I was a kid, and they're, like, 20.
Yeah, like, so me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, 3 years ago?
Hey, the thing is, like...
Back in the day.
Well, it's funny. So I would say that about, like, VHS tapes. Like, I still watched VHS.
Have you ever bought a VHS?
Bought?
Have you ever seen one on a shelf?
Yeah, because, you know, Blockbuster, when I was 4 years old, was still around.
Wow. On its way out.
Yeah, it was on its way out for sure. But Elliot was talking that way about, like, DVDs. Like, back in my day, we watched DVDs.
Physical media.
Yeah, you just, or you could pay, you know, Disney, Netflix, HBO for everything. Although, sometimes, the internet goes down, and I still need to watch Looney Tunes or The Simpsons for whatever reason, so I have a DVD player still.
You don't just pull up porn on your phone immediately and start cranking? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is what he's doing. No, I mean, I have the option to be a participant. So I tend to go with that route if that's where my mind goes.
Did you ever PC game?
Not really. Honestly, probably the most hours spent PC gaming was when I was, like, four playing, like, you know, baby fucking games.
Oh, like Oregon Trail?
I played Oregon Trail, and, I mean, the big one I'm into is Sid Meier's Pirates.
Oh, yes. Missing out, man.
I'm missing out?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of, like, strategy game stuff you'd be into.
Probably, but the problem is, my computers have always been, like, horrible. They can't, like, they're not good with, like, loading basic shit. Like, I was told to, like, you know, get Fortnite because I was a high schooler 6 years ago. And it's, like, it works on, like, every shitty laptop, and it still doesn't work on mine, and the frame rate's so bad, and just, I can't see where I'm going.
I guess at the age where you could have built your own PC was when crypto showed up and kind of fucked the market for video cards for half a decade. I don't think it's that way anymore. I think video cards are reasonable now, but
yeah, I just didn't. I'm very stupid when it comes to, like, why crypto matters, how it works, or just building my own tower and all that. That's why, like, I have to ask, like, pretty much my brother or Andres, like, what do I need to, like, stream? Just send me links so that I don't have to do any research myself.
You've never built a PC?
No. Yeah. I've only selected laptops to be bought for me.
Ah.
The only, like, tower I've interacted with was, like, the family computer, where then I would insert the game disc of Tarzan or Lego Racer.
Were there ever any incidences of you or your brother getting the computer fucked up from going to the wrong websites?
If you want, like, an embarrassing story, here's one.
Yes, please.
You hear of, so you know the video game genre, like, visual novels?
Yeah.
So, when I was 11, there was this one called Katawa Shoujo, which...
Yeah, it already sounds like it's got, like, some tentacles in it or something.
No tentacles, but it is about, you are a disabled student going to a, like, school full of other, like, people with other disabilities. And, you know, it's a dating sim in that world.
It's a retard fucker.
No. None of them are... It's all like, oh, one girl doesn't have arms. One girl doesn't have legs. One girl is blind.
Why did you jump straight to that instead of just the regular old, like, uwu kawaii?
Why did I jump to that?
Why did we go for the one with the kids with disabilities?
So, it was because the story appealed to me because I was watching a Let's Player play the game at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to do a different route than the one that the YouTuber did. So, I got the game, and then, like, in 4 weeks, that laptop exploded.
How degenerate is it that there's a woman I follow on Instagram, not only because she's attractive, but because she is a quadriplegic?
You're just, like, seeing how she experiences life.
It's literally... I'll be scrolling the timeline, mm-hmm. and... I'm like, who, because I don't know her. She, you know, just showed up at some point in the algorithm. And I was like,
okay. Yes, please.
But she doesn't like thirst post or anything necessarily. She's just a normal person. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does to some extent. But there's like it's like a fun thing with my brain. Where like there's a few seconds where I'm like, wait, who is this?
Do I know her?
And then you notice and you're like, oh, that's right. And I'm like, I'm stupid. Like, that's right. Know.
But that's right. I like her because she doesn't have legs.
That is degenerate.
Yeah, I mean, it's its own different, like, you know, ogling over somebody.
That's where I'm at. When I was 23, I wouldn't have been following that page. But at 34, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I think that's about the age, like, mid-30s, where you stop, caring what anyone thinks of you.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks because I get judged by looking so young and people are just jealous of my youth all the time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, what else could it be?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Your long, luscious locks.
Could be that. That and my jawline are my two good physical traits. Otherwise, I'm a sweaty, fat, pimpled fuck. But the hair is nice.
It's the longest you've gone without fucking since you've been fucking.
The longest I've gone since I've started? Well, do you count, like, the very first time, or...
I'm talking since you've known what the back walls feel like.
I think probably there's a couple of times... I don't know, probably during COVID, because she, like, just spent 2 months at her parents' house.
How much time was that?
2 months.
Just 2 months?
Yeah. But have you gone longer?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little over 2 months right now.
Oh.
I'm starting to feel like a virgin again.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of things that teach you that your value as a man is just how much you fuck.
It's not even like a cultural thing. I think it's just a... Well, I guess, unless you're saying like an internal pressure. Because I have that.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's anyone else acting
no
doing
one
it
will
to you
ever
now.
Love me ever again or find me physically attractive. You start to forget like how it even happened in the first place. You're like, how did anybody even like decide that this was something they wanted to get with? I don't know.
Yeah, I have moments where I just think like, oh, if I'm done now, then I'm fucking like a 18th century, like, 24-year-old woman where it's like, I'm an old hag that will never be loved again because I didn't get married when I was 17. I'm only good as a wet nurse now
mm-hmm.
for this family of 80. Pretty serious conversation. We are in, a spotlight for this little room we're in.
What are you talking about with spotlight?
Oh, just, you know, everything is in a serious and sad tone when you got a single spotlight that we're recording in.
Oh, yes.
Football update for people who want that. Officially, the whole podcast is in the playoffs. Producer Grink with the 1 seed, I'm at the 2 seed, and Steven here is at the 3 seed.
We the best.
Oh, yeah. Grass struggle all the way to the top. Because fucking Tyreek Hill is worth like 40 points every week. Although, my football situation might be different now if Graham, who we've mentioned before on the show, got abducted or killed in Mexico.
I think she'll be fine.
I'm hoping that my brain is crazy, but I asked my dad if he's heard anything from her, and he's like, nope. I'm like, oh, okay then.
Did she normally text him when she gets back in the country?
No, he's reached out to her and he hasn't gotten a response.
Oh. I'm telling you, the phone just got stolen.
I'm hoping. But
she wouldn't have any other way to contact you guys, yeah?
Not really, no, without, like, unless she, I mean, she probably could, like, use a phone there and knows my dad's number.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the phone just got stolen.
Knock on the neighbor's door or something.
Yeah.
I'm currently subscribed to two MMOs.
Mm. What are those?
Final Fantasy 14 and the World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Final Fantasy 14 is my real game, and WoW is like my temporary game. Mm-hmm. WoW is fun though, because you can name your characters fun things like Communist or Squirt is Pee. Mm. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
For the most part. So I've been running around as Squirt is Pee. Been very enjoyable.
Part of like a male squirting clan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a guild for named the Dubers for a bit. But have one of those dudes that just like clearly is just completely fucking depressed, and he's just covering it up by talking about weed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how he's always stoned and the different ways he likes to smoke and, you know. Just like, be around that shit. I can't even tolerate that in like a guild chat on World of Warcraft. Just that level of cognitive dissonance to your own self-harm. No thanks.
Sophomore year at Oregon State, I had a roommate who would just play WoW from about 9 p.m. to 4:40 in the morning.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was me, baby.
And he would just, he'd quit, go take like his one like programming class, sleep, and then log back on. And that was just his cycle.
What class did he play?
I have no idea.
What the hell, dude? Horde or Alliance?
I don't know. He didn't speak English.
Oh my god. Chinese guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that helps if it's Horde or Alliance.
He's probably playing a rogue, if I had to guess. Probably doing some gold farming. Up in Ashara. Although, no, never mind. You're too fucking young. He's playing like, this was 3 years ago?
This was 2019.
Battle for Azeroth?
Yeah.
Depressing. That expansion was not good. I don't know. MMOs in general are kind of depressing. And playing video games, man, is just, it's not good.
No, it's not. I find
myself, if I could go back and do it over, I would have gotten into crocheting or something.
Yeah, I would have just seriously gotten into guitar.
Yeah. You'd have a few years as the annoying guitar guy, like late high school, early college.
Yeah.
But then it's actually like a pretty neat, decent like life skill and a way to process like emotion and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas video games is just a way to numb them and completely avoid thinking about anything in your life.
Just logging on to Slippy and just queuing against other Melee players.
Yeah, yeah.
So bad.
Go again.
Well, that's the awesome thing about Melee, though, unlike like every other game, is every match takes like less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can just always get like possibilities of just next.
Fighting games in general are really good for that, especially if you're looking for something competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, the fact that, I don't know how like a Dota or a League of Legends survives like this generation. Like, as far as attention spans go, that seems crazy to me that like anybody would sit down and like play a game for 45 minutes.
I think there's straight. The people who are just interested in it are just committed to like losing for 4 months.
Yeah.
And just like, now, like, all right, well, this is a grind where matches could be 45 minutes at the quickest, but probably will take an hour and 30 minutes.
I guess it's the neurodivergence that can get into the min-max aspect of it with all the items and the builds and right. All that kind of stuff. That's what keeps you going.
Solo queuing would be psychotic. Like, even Cade only did it because he had a stack with him.
Yeah.
But just doing pubs by yourself for like, and like, you know, 12 hours is 12 hours of either like a fighting game or Dota. But you like need to do 12 to 14 hours a day to be like semi-professional. And just Dota, more than like fighting games, have so many patches and like, because there would be, like, one time where, you know, a hero called Widowmaker or whatever.
Yeah.
Is, like, fucking goated. But then two patches later, is not used one time at a major.
Yeah. That's what happens when a video game is, like, still existing. And not and still getting updates and not just a relic from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's literally every video game. Besides Counter-Strike is like the one exception that doesn't really change.
But now we got Counter-Strike 2.
Yeah, they'll create new maps.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally, there was a time a couple years back, they patched in this revolver, the R9. Were you familiar?
No.
The R9 was insane. You could just like one tap people, and like it just basically broke the game for like a month. Mm-hmm. Where like it was just everyone was just running around with this revolver, just it was fucking crazy. But that was like the one exception to that game. Typically, it's been pretty stable for the last 20 plus years.
I like taking in new media or whatever. Like, I like seeing new movies or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I play, like, the same, like, four games.
Yeah.
Sunshine,
Melee,
Mario Party 4.
Jesus.
Sid Meier's Pirates.
Jesus. That's it.
But anyway, and I go, like, the same four restaurants, and I get, like, the same, like, fucking thing every time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, like, is it bad to just be comfortable? Is that, like, some worth making fun of me for, that I like things? Mm-hmm. Or, because, like, if someone wants to show me something, I'm just down to do it.
Uh-huh.
But if it's just, what do I want to do? I just want to, I'm just sloth, and just, I want to lay down.
Something to answer for yourself.
Yeah. But I guess doing this is different, because, like, even when we weren't doing it,
mm-hmm.
there are parts of me too, I'm like, well, that means I don't have to drive over there. I don't have to, you know, think about what I say.
Yeah.
But, you know, opportunity to do this, I want to keep doing it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think less these days.
That's always helpful.
Too much thinking going on.
Yeah. Thinking too much is a good, like, warning label in your, like, workspace. You gotta remind yourself not to think too much.
Yeah. Don't care too much.
Yeah, don't care. Not caring.
It's not worth it.
Gotta have 90s whatever attitude about everything.
Yeah. Disconnect.
And then, if you do care, you could just say, well, I'm just being ironic.
Mm-hmm.
So no one could pin you for anything.
Yeah, I've been too genuine the last, like, 5 or 6 years. I need to get back into, like, my irony-poisoned, like, 25-year-old self.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think the world was as shitty back then, so it was easier to do. But now it feels like the last 4 or 5 years, I'm just like, oh, I guess I should care, because, like, everything is ass.
Yeah, but everything is ass, and I'm just like, you know, we have these genocides happening or whatever, and then it's like, well, the government doesn't care. And I'm not as strong as the government. So I'm fucked. And I can't do anything.
I'm stronger than the government, bro. Government's not even strong. Government just wants you to think it's strong, brother. They got nothing.
Then why are we still under them?
Because not enough people are willing to give up. I mean, you're living in the heart of the empire. Quality of life on average in this country, as far as, like, toys and distractions.
Yeah.
Much higher than the rest of the world. We don't have health care, and our jobs work us to the fucking bone.
Yeah, our life expectancy has gone down for the first time.
But there's always a new fast food, fast casual dining experience opening somewhere to distract you.
When I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I was upset because I couldn't get, like, this Taco Bell, like, fried chicken, like, sandwich taco thing.
Yeah.
And so I was upset.
Like they had gotten rid of it?
Yeah, and now it's gone. Like, it's been gone for years.
Yeah.
It's just fucking... But for a moment, I'm like, fuck, I got worst possible time to have my wisdom teeth pulled because I can't have this Taco Bell nonsense. It's the simple things that help me not remind myself that we're going to run out of water in 6 years.
Are you having to take Tums and Pepto and stuff now?
I legit take, like, acid reflux medicine. I forget what it's called right now, but...
I had some of that going on last night, but I've also been eating nothing but leftover baked mac and cheese. I want to say it's like... I know the restaurant, but it's just like some, like, orange chicken, I think. I don't even know. And then some cinnamon rolls.
Nice.
That's been my dinner for, like, the last 3 nights. And then I had, there was 2 cinnamon rolls left, so I ate both of them last night, because I was like,
I'm not going to be hungry for only one later.
I mean, I could save another one for the next night, but I was like, I could eat both of these now. And also, I threw it in the microwave, so I was like, oh, that's much tastier, rather than just being true degenerate and eating it cold out of the fridge.
Can't wait. In mouth now.
It's insane. The fact that I'm even able to feed myself, keep myself alive for the last 2 months is impressive.
Well, yeah, we have another friend who he makes some obvious choices on why his health is not the best, but it's just like, man, you really can't take care of yourself unless, like, it's a medical emergency.
Yeah, my depression is very non-functional, but in a lot of ways, but I'm still able to somehow eat. But anyways, it's like 3 a.m. last night, and I wake up, and, like, I had to do the thing. I learned this from my dad, because he struggled with acid reflux. I had to sleep with, like, multiple pillows under my head, so I wasn't, like, laying down flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to keep it, like, down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm waking up at, like, 3 a.m. and just, like, chugging some Pepto.
Oh, okay.
Just because my life's gone to shit.
Well, the big thing that we have until we're, like, 40, 45 is water is so strong and good for you in so many ways that just since I've been an adult, I pretty much only drink water.
Yeah.
Except for milkshakes, which the first night of Hanukkah. So a big thing that, like, apparently you do throughout Hanukkah is eat a bunch of greasy food. That's why they have the latkes and stuff.
Yeah.
And every first night of Hanukkah.
Those are hot, right?
Yeah, they're hot little,
someone,
like,
brought those in the other day. Yeah, okay.
Latkes. Yeah, the little hot fried potato-y pancake things. Me and Rebecca got chicken sandwich and french fries and vanilla shake at, like, 6 different fast food places first night of Hanukkah. Mm. So there's still, like, 3 leftover vanilla shakes just in the fridge.
Those wouldn't survive.
In this house?
No.
Yeah. And I just...
That would be dinner one night. Would be 3 vanilla shakes.
He's fat! I'll make him bleed!
I had a Mounds bar. Oh, the first night I had that.
Looking at it.
Yeah.
King size Mounds bar.
The orange chicken, the baked mac and cheese, and the cinnamon roll. But then I had a Mounds bar as well.
Oh, I'm trying to remember last time I had a vegetable.
You see why I need a woman in my life? So to keep me. So I'm not just... my shame is great enough that I still have a sense of guilt that I can't do this in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But living by myself has just enabled the worst parts of my binging, as it were.
Yeah. Rebecca's always nice in trying to get some broccoli or Brussels sprouts or asparagus with whatever we're eating.
Yeah.
But then it's also just like, she's like, I really like dino nuggies. I'm like, all right, dino nuggies with asparagus, I guess. Just a little Smucker's Uncrustable, but then some broccoli. That's dinner. Or there's sometimes where, like, the guilt is, like, strong enough where, like, I'm panicking about something where I just don't eat. If I'm just worried about something, I can go, like, 18 to, like, 40 hours without eating real food.
I don't think I've had a vegetable all week.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, they don't do anything for themselves, and also, like, you could just read that, like, you know that vegetables only give you, like, a 60th of, like, the vitamins that they used to do back in the 50s, because we're, like, ruining the soil with, like, how fast we're trying to grow.
Yeah, our food sucks, dude. I would love to eat, like, some European vegetables. I got this guy I follow. I mean, I feel like there's a few of these guys. But he grows, like, big veggies.
Mm-hmm.
That's his whole thing. And he's this, like, 70-year-old, like, diabetic, you know, Englishman.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. Posting his fat cabbages.
Yeah, the only thing that, like, the gardeners in my life grow are just, like, insanity peppers. They just want the hottest peppers is all they grow.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Kid Rock says he is done boycotting Bud Light.
Oh, well, I remember a point, and I think I was this in middle school or high school, where, like, Kid Rock and Eminem were gonna have like a debate on who was gonna be like the senator of like Minnesota or Wisconsin or something.
Kid Rock and Eminem?
Yeah.
The Real Slim Shady?
Mm-hmm.
They're both from Michigan.
Michigan, that's what it was.
Marshall Mathers is son of Detroit.
I think if I were to align my politics consistently, I'd have to vote for Eminem on that one. Can't imagine Kid Rock is doing any good for anybody.
He gives me more Florida man vibes. But granted, I haven't spent very much time in Michigan, so.
I mean, if we have any listeners from Michigan, that would tell us who they'd vote for their senator between Kid Rock and Eminem.
I remember being in fifth grade at my buddy Chris's house, and his older brother, Derek, had bought one of the early, like, Marshall Mathers LPs or something.
Right.
I remember listening to some skit and being like, whoa, this is, like, dangerous. Like, this is so cool.
Parents advisory.
Absolutely. But no, was never huge into Eminem or rap in general, to be honest with you. As I got older, I started connecting more with songwriters. And so that started with country music. Obviously, most folks in rap are writing their own lyrics, but they're rapping about things that I don't connect with. I didn't grow up.
You weren't fucking whores when you were 14?
No. I wasn't. And I wasn't, you know, trying to
get high, just
flip bricks or anything like that. And it felt weird to try and like that was music I was going to like connect with on some like emotional level. Doesn't really work for me. I mean, it does if it's like, if I'm in like a let's fuck bitches mode, like,
right,
absolutely. In fact, I had a playlist when I was your age that was that ASAP Rocky.
Yeah,
I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. I downloaded and I'm signed up on a black dating app.
Yes.
Did I tell you this?
This has been mentioned before as your current field of interest.
It hasn't been working out for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm lacking some of the qualifications they're looking for.
Maybe. I mean, right now you currently just match height. You got the height one down.
They got like a forum on there, man. It's crazy. They got a forum and like a message board, I guess, is what the non-dorks call it. Live streams. It's impressive. And like, this is how down bad I am, dude. I went on... So I've been banned on Tinder and Hinge for years.
Why are you banned?
I don't know. I haven't told you this?
No.
So... I've had to be on Bumble, which is like fine, but now Bumble is like loose. So Bumble used to work really well because women had to message first.
Right.
They've since like changed that. And so now it's like, they just have a bunch of different ways to extract money from you now that I don't really care for.
Gotcha.
In fact, I had an old friend of mine pointed very succinctly at one point. He's like, those apps don't actually want you to not be spending money. Like, they want you to use them indefinitely. Like, they're not trying to match you with people.
Yeah.
Which kind of opened my eyes a lot. Although, I will say, they do, when you are a paying member, you do get more matches, whether they are, you know, it's just random chance, whatever, whoever you're matching with. In the infinite chaos of the universe... The fact that you're going to match with somebody on one of those apps that you can tolerate for more than 2 or 3 nights is few and far between. But anyways, years ago, I was on the Tinder and Hinge, and like, I don't know why I was banned. So Hinge was bought by Tinder or vice versa or something like that. They have the same parent company, to my understanding.
Yeah.
And I had been on those apps since Tinder specifically, since like 2011.
Whoa.
2012, like when it first came out. And I was living in a more rural part of the country. And to my understanding, the premium services for those apps were region-based. Like if you lived in bumfuck nowhere, it was $5 a month. But if you were in Manhattan, it was $25 a month.
Interesting.
I moved a few times, but now I'm in Northern California and I was still getting that cheap rate.
Gotcha. Okay.
So my thought process is that some fucking nerd went in and did an audit and changed, did some engineering shit and saw, oh, here, like, we're missing out on all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And they just fucking banned all those accounts. But I brought it up because this is how bad it's gotten recently, where I'm like, because every 6 months or so, I'll re-download Tinder or Hinge to see.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've gotten past, I've like gotten to like setting up my profile.
Yeah, you've gotten past round one of questioning in like the TSA line.
Yeah, and then at some point, like, you know, the flag goes up and they say, no, you're banned. But I actually sent an email, I think it was yesterday, to like Tinder support. And there's a bit in there where it's like, my account was banned and I don't know what, so I kind of pled my case to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I might be coming back up on the Tinder soon. I don't know.
Hell yeah. So I matched with Rebecca on Tinder.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But in 2018, you only had, if you were a regular guy, a certain amount of swipes.
Regular guy, normal man.
Yeah, if you were normal.
Everyday man.
Yes. That was me in 2018. That's
still
the case.
They still limit swipes.
Okay.
If you're not paying.
So I became a Tinder Gold member.
So you could swipe.
So I could swipe all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I swiped all day. And then on day, like, two of infinite swiping, I matched with Rebecca. And then I remember just one time in college, because I got rid of my account, deleted my account, got rid of the app after matching. And knowing that, like, seeing Rebecca after, like, 5 days. And while I was at Oregon State, I slowly saw, like, $1 a day getting taken away from my bank account. And so I had to make a call to my bank, being like, it's like, yeah, it says you're part of Tinder Gold. I'm like, no, I'm not. What? I'm not pathetic. I'm not on Tinder Gold.
Just to get your 10 bucks back?
Yeah. It worked. It worked.
Terrible.
The only things that have, like, I don't know, semi, like, banked, scam me, I guess, in a sense, are Tinder Gold and GeoGuessr.
Yeah.
I've tried to, well, I want to play fucking GeoGuessr because I think I'm smart on the map, but every time I try to, like, stop playing it, it charges me $2 every month. I'm like, I can't have this. I only make $18.
I think that used to be free.
Yeah, like a while ago.
Yeah.
But then it's like, now it's only one play a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Otherwise, you pay up to guess what country you're in.
Crazy.
Speaking of GeoGuessr, you know the account Rainbolt? You know that guy?
On Twitter?
Twitter or like anywhere. I think he's just called Rainbolt everywhere.
Not familiar.
He's just this guy who's like, you know, autistic for GeoGuessr.
Hell yeah.
You know that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has like merch.
Yes.
He has a character in GeoGuessr.
Oh, does he?
He has like his, okay, his late, his like, yeah, I'm familiar. Michael Hud, M. Hud is his Twitch.
Okay.
Chapo adjacent individual.
Yeah.
Is a big GeoGuessr guy. And he's pretty great at it. So I'll watch he'll stream in the morning sometimes and I'll watch his stuff to like wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But gives you hope for the day when you're like traveling around the world and seeing different parts of the world
that are not America.
Just gets you out of your own little fucking world. You know, like your own little headspace.
Oh yeah, I love going to, you know, like, especially when I'm like in southern parts of like Chile, Peru, and GeoGuessr, I'm just like, oh, everything's green and animals.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to a friend the other day how I just miss Costa Rica because I miss the squirrel monkeys just going around everywhere, and they're just, you know, there's not, like, you know, extremely loose gun laws that allows just, like, life to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with Rainbow, like, I had the thought of, like, fans could, like, pay that guy to, like, say, like, oh, guess where I'm at, and, like, show him an image, but it's actually just someone there trying to dox.
Oh.
And he's so accurate with the fucking sticks that he can get someone doxed for you if you pay him.
I watched, I might have subscribed to him on YouTube at some point, but I watched, it was, like, him explaining how to narrow down, you know, certain things, like picking out, like, license plates and
right.
The color of paint on certain buildings and things like that, of, like, like, you might be able to get, like, the region of a country, but then here's how you find, like, the actual alleyway that, like, a photo was taken or something. Mm-hmm. I think he did it for, it was, like, Jack Harlow's new album or something. Mm-hmm. There's some alley that he took. I don't forget where he's from. Somewhere in the Northeast, I think.
Yeah.
But the cover is, like, him in, like, this alleyway, and so it was him tracking down that alleyway.
So the reason I mentioned him and like this like insane skill he's developed was you know that meme of the black man who's standing in front of a tree like ready to like scheme a plan or whatever, like that template? Yeah,
licking,
that
licking his lips.
Yes. So someone's like, where's this tree?
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, I looked up this image, I saw this watermark of a photographer, learned that she's from Chicago, mm-hmm. and then facing this way it could only be in one of these six parks, and then whatever, boom, there's the tree.
Mm.
It's like,
have you ever gotten a Snapchat from a girl?
No. This is Thailand. Nice. This is Israel. Nice.
And I don't just, like, am I jealous? Or do I think it's genuinely sad and I'm not jealous? Because I'd love to have that power, but, like, with most things that are cool, I'm not willing to put in the work for it.
What, autism?
Yeah, I'm not willing to put in the work to have it.
To really hone it.
Mm-hmm.
I just funnel mine into cat girls in Final Fantasy, dude. That's where I'm focused.
Yeah, I guess I haven't gotten the itch to do it in like a month or so now, but I definitely was like every day. How am I gonna improve my pathing in Sunshine?
Yeah.
I'm going to shave another 6 minutes off of this time.
So you refuse to, like, look up the actual run? You're just trying to optimize your...
Yeah.
Your run?
Because my thing was, if I can get my path within, like, an hour and a half of the actual record, then I'll look at the hard strats.
Oh, okay. You're like, I still just need to get my movement tech down.
Yeah, if I'm still, like... If I die once, I know I could still improve.
Isn't Awesome Games done quick soon? Do you watch that?
Games Done Quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it in the past when he was really focusing on Majora's Mask, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think the winter one is coming up soon. They usually do it in, like, January, I think.
Yeah. One of the first YouTubers I watched is doing it this year, playing probably Ninja Gaiden again.
Like the Xbox Ninja Gaiden?
No, like the old Ninja Gaiden. I think he's going to play 1, 2, and 3.
Is he doing it blindfolded?
No. But I know he can do it, like, in under 6 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Proton John's a beast at game.
Proton John.
Yeah, I think his name's John Wheeler. It just makes me think of Yu-Gi-Oh! For Joey Wheeler.
Hey, let me do it. Me. 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 Yu-Gi-Oh, dude.
Yeah, the card games. Children's card games. Andres forgot to bring his magic cards today, so he couldn't play with his... With our new friend who might... I don't know if she'll be there next week, too, or if CCC doesn't keep them from, like, going to the same assignment two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So maybe they get a chance tomorrow to play Magic. I never got into Magic. My brother was very big into Magic the Gathering, but I only liked Yu-Gi-Oh! Because it was... There's a theme that is... I like the simpler path. If any, like, obstacle can be done for me... If anything I need to know, someone else could just tell me.
You just gotta play red.
Play red?
And Magic.
Yeah, I made a blue-white deck, and I went 2-0 with it.
That's
and
then too smart for you.
And then I never played again.
You gotta play a red deck. Red? Just straightforward, you just punch people in the face. Blow their stuff up. What did your blue-white deck have in it? Did you have some bird people?
I think it did. Again, this was back in 2010.
Oh, boy, you were a youngin'.
Yeah, I was 10 years old playing Magic.
You were a youngin'.
And I played it because my, like, two like cool middle school teachers were playing it, mm-hmm. and then the cool, I was in sixth grade at the time, the cool eighth graders were playing it, mm-hmm. so I wanted to play it.
It makes sense.
But then I realized I'm dog shit and not as cool as them at the time, which didn't really go away until I was about 13. Mm-hmm. Thinking just people that are older than me were like, oh yeah, they're smarter, better, and just more ready for life than I will be. Their opinion's more valid than mine. None of the Magic the Gathering cards are cute, which was another problem. There are a couple of cute Yu-Gi-Oh monsters.
There's some babes in Magic.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if any... I don't want to... they do a thing called... it's when they bring in, like, other franchises. I forget the term, but it's like recently they did like a Lord of the Rings set.
Just like a cross promotion with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like they're truly Magic cards, but like the set is just like a branded set. But that allows them to do like a lot of unique art and, you know, obviously different characters and stuff, because Magic has its own lore and whatnot.
Yeah.
God, I haven't played it in like, I think I was playing it to be, I'll play like once a year, mm-hmm. but new sets come out like, it might be every like 8 weeks or like, it feels like that. It's really, I think it's every 3 months.
That's messed up.
But like, that's such, because it's a significant financial investment every 3 months. If you're trying to like buy packs, like you're going to drop $100 or so at least if you're trying to build anything new with the cards. So I don't really... It's usually a winter game for me, where it's like, I'm just going to sit here, I'm just going to play this. It, like, occupies enough of my brain space while I'm listening to, you know, a podcast or something.
Like, I really appreciate having, like, bidets and the internet, but there's, like, too much, like, content being made for me to, like, keep track of or, like, want to care about. I want to go back to the days where your TV remote was two buttons... And you had three channels. Mm. Just limit it down for me.
That was very nice.
I just want to be a potato until I'm dead. I don't want to put any thought into my choices. I'm just going to watch the news, sports, or whatever drama's on.
Yeah, I fucking hate my phone, dude.
I know. You can't stop looking at it.
It helps me think.
Yeah. But... I do, on Mondays, I try to, like, not use it at all, and I just, like, very obviously, like, feel better about, like, myself and life when I'm not on it.
Is that, like, a busy day with class or something?
No, it was just, like, how to start my week kind of thing. Mm. It's just, you know, Sunday, I finish, I have my cool down from football, and then Monday, I get ready for the week. My football this week.
Your cool down.
Yes. Because Sundays...
Speaking of which...
Yeah.
How are you doing this week?
Well, currently I'm at -1 point because I chose the Chargers defense against the
Raiders. No, not the fantasy. Uh-oh. As an Eagles fan, how are you doing this week?
Oh, he's... Mr. Steven thinks he knows enough football to talk about the Eagles will trigger me right now because they just lost to the Cowboys. And what I've been saying is that this is good for us. Because, at worst, we're the fifth seed, which means we'll play the winner of the NFC South in the playoffs.
Ah.
So, thus, that's already, like, its own bye week. And we just have to play the 49ers or Cowboys again, which both are historically not great playoff performers. But, you know, the 49ers faithful hang the banner on week 13 for winning the Super Bowl by beating the Eagles. Which, you know... That probably was their most successful game they've had since, like, going to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick. And then, that's the Super Bowl where, the lights went out and everyone thought it was terrorists for a second.
My asshole friend has been texting me all week, and he's, the new bit is he, like, because he's in Texas, so he's up 2 hours before me.
Right.
So, the first, he'll, I'll look at my phone, and he says, like, Happy Thursday, dude, and it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I am like, for the first like 15 seconds of my day, very confused and like thinking that I fucked up or, you know, he's been popping off at that all week. Anyways.
Yeah, I know what day of the week it is when, you know, Lynch tells me.
David?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. God bless him.
Do you think there was anything to those? Because I know there are a lot of people who want to, like, decrypt, like, something in the background or, like, why he was holding a jar in one episode. And it's like, remember this jar. It's going to be important. And then I know he stopped doing those reports.
You know, I have never actually watched a single weather report from really? David Lynch. I just followed a Twitter page that posted that was called David Lynch saying it's Friday once again.
Gotcha.
And they would just post that part of the weather report.
And you recycle that.
And I have saved dozens of those in my phone over the years just because I enjoy just having them.
Yeah.
I think I did post them to like my own Instagram story or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll just go back through my phone. Like, oh, eventually I'll run out. But then I'm just going to start back over at the beginning.
Yeah.
I just keep it rocking. Because those are fantastic.
For anyone who was on Instagram following my rock page, I let you down. I dropped
you haven't rock posted in a while.
I dropped the rocks pretty much since we stopped recording this podcast.
It's hard to maintain bits, man.
Yeah. I had a good run of 7. Mm-hmm. And then I think on the last one, people stopped liking it for the bit. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
You're caring too much. I think that's what it is. We have to become more unhinged.
Well, no.
The rock has to be like the reason that you get out of bed in the morning. Just like truly delusional.
Well, yeah, I feel like I was talking off the rocks pretty good. I wasn't doing the rock page for the views.
Yeah.
I'd give long paragraphs that I would hope would people find, you know, like, ironic that I would care this much about the damn rocks. Mm-hmm. And I felt, especially the first 4 weeks, it worked. And then my mind's eye got lazy and what are cool rocks?
I had a rock collection when I was a kid.
Expand on that.
One was a turtle. It looked like a turtle shell.
Okay.
One was sharp. So that was my blade. That was my ninja star. I'm pretty sure this box also then became the box, the shoebox that I kept them in, then eventually became the same shoebox that I double-sided taped down, cut out underwear models from the JCPenney catalog. Mm-hmm. My own little spank bank.
Yes. jacking off. To underwear model cutouts and rocks.
That was what life was like in the year 2000. Yeah.
I barely know. my thing that I collected as a young, stupid child was in grocery stores, they'd have the quarter machines that give you a bounty ball.
Yeah.
So I had a crate of like 75 of these bounty balls by the time I was like 11.
All different colors?
All different colors.
Same size?
Same size. A couple of repeats, but mostly I had at least like 60 unique ones. Mm. And I would just toss them at stuff. Just like if I saw like a bird outside and I just had to like cross rooms or whatever, I would just throw out the bird and pick it up later.
Jesus Christ.
What am I going to do? I'm 6, I'm 7.
Yeah.
I mean, I never wanted to kill the bird. I just wanted to...
You want to fuck with it.
I want to scare the
you
bird.
You want to fuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been a Sunday where I wasn't allowed to have the TV on. So, had to fuck with birds to pass the time until it was Monday.
Is AI going to fucking kill us, dude? Is that going to be the end of us? As far as, like, creativity?
No, I was thinking about...
Just having something to generate... Everything.
Well, I remember when, like, AI, like, first became, like, a huge thing, like, 2 years ago. Uh-huh. People were like, oh, we don't need, like, women anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, eventually.
Yeah, we just all...
With the VR and all that.
Become horrible incels about it. Yeah, I... you know, it'd be nice if I'd become popular enough where I'd have to worry about AI making me say something I didn't actually say.
You don't have to worry about that. Unless you have dreams of achieving untold amounts of power and influence in society.
I do have these dreams.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're very realistic or probable because I don't want to work
You're lawful evil.
I think what it is I'm like neutral evil, but I like to think I'm chaotic good, but I'm probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just neutral evil. Chaotic evil is.
Huh.
Is fucking Edmund the Bastard in King Lear.
Well, oh.
Had to write.
Educate me.
14 fucking pages. That's about Edmund. You know, he's just a guy.
This is Shakespeare, right?
Yeah, this is Shakespeare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early Shakespeare or late Shakespeare? Where does it take place in his...
It's later Shakespeare.
Okay.
It's it was going to be one of his first like romantic plays.
Uh-huh.
But then like halfway through writing it, he was like, I'm going to make it another tragedy.
He was over it.
Yeah. And very briefly, it's just about a guy who's the king who's 80 and is dividing up his kingdom to his children. But one of them is like, I'm not going to just suck your dick about how great you are.
Mm-hmm.
So he banishes her. And then it just cuts to one of his like servants talking about like, yes, I have one great son and one bastard child. So then the bastard child like tears apart both families to then become the king.
Mm.
But then he gets killed by his legitimate brother at the end. And then like... Everyone's dead except for, like, three guys who all don't want to be king, and that's how the play ends. I know it's riveting.
Was Shakespeare the only guy doing it? Is that why he became... Why is he still around? Why do people give a shit?
He had the most production, but there were other playwrights of his time.
What happened to them? They just didn't have money, or they just didn't fuck the right people, or...
I guess it's more so fuck the right people. I think, like, Shakespeare, like, had a nice deal with, like, the one theater that was showing plays in London.
Ah.
So I think that's what it became, and he gets all the credit for, like, inventing words or whatever.
Yeah, or comedy and tragedy or...
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he still was talented, but he definitely had, like, contemporaries around, and, like, a couple of, like, the later plays, his later comedies they were co-written by another guy.
Like, imagine... So, when was he active? I don't even fucking... Let me guess.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Yeah, guess for me.
17th century.
17th century.
1600s.
Yeah, his end bit was... Like, he was, like, 15, like, 70s to, like, 1615.
Hell yeah. I just got in there.
Yeah.
It was, like, 400 years ago.
Yes, 400 years ago.
It's 2445.
We haven't had a single good writer since.
It's 2445. They're looking back at music during the era of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they're going to study?
What is that?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Taylor Swift and Jay-Z.
Shakespeare is to writing as Taylor Swift is to modern, is to music.
I'm sure that's accurate. In a holistic sense, but...
Do you think the Beatles will be somebody anybody cares about? Maybe nobody will care about Taylor Swift in 40 years, but I feel like that level of cultural... what's the word?
I think it's... it's
pervasiveness. It's everywhere.
Right. I think, you know... like, you know, John Lennon once said that rock and roll will outlive Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I think, similar to just Christianity in general, like... Generations to come will be told Taylor Swift and the Beatles and Shakespeare were important, so they'll they'll always like have a presence, but no one will like know, like no one was there around to like see it, but still are just told like, yeah, these, you know, we did the Harlem Shake for a good year there.
Time person of the year.
Oh my, yeah, Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which. Did you know it was her birthday yesterday?
I did. Because I work in a middle school.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, I knew it was Taylor Swift's birthday.
Yeah. Bleep that. I'll fucking timestamp that. Anyway, one of the
student came up.
Girl student came up to me and was like, "Did you know it's Taylor Swift's birthday? I hope
she's been rocking the sweater the last few days. Did you notice? I wonder if that's because it's been her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I hope Mr. Wall plays the like, that's the celebrity birthday today. And like, listen, if he doesn't say it's Taylor Swift's birthday today on the morning announcements, it's a personal attack against you.
Did he say it? Do you know?
He did. Because I went by him like, hey, did you know? He's like, yes, I freaking know.
Yeah, I miss out on the email. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got
hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that? My TOC was quite OD, ID my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more, no, I don't fear no more. But I get respect and quite sincere no more.